Back by popular demand, yes I am. I am that man, the one and only, so you ain't lonely, Derek Acosta, better than pasta, better heard what I said, cause I'm back from the dead, so I can fuck with your head.
Wow.
And that's enough.
Shut up.
Don't help him.
Theme song.
Guess who's back, back again, Shady's back.
I want to get this out of the way right now. Let's talk about it. Get the elephant out of the room. Just clear it up so we can move on. The answer is yes. This podcast supports the flag. We pay tribute to the flag.
Gotta support that flag.
Do we have a flag around here?
And no.
Hold on.
Fuck.
I respect it too much to contain it in this warehouse.
You keep
with
it framed.
All your crap.
Safe at home.
So if you don't value, if you don't appreciate.
We used to have a good one.
No, we got it. There we go. Jerry's got it.
It's got like, I remember it had like a man on a horse.
Take it elsewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm just letting everybody know that if you're not in support of what I'm saying.
Who's a Native American on a horse?
You know what? Just delete us.
First
just
Nation.
Delete us.
Is that a First Nation?
There it is, ladies and gentlemen.
Hell yes.
If you doubted us in any way, let that doubt.
Stop. What are you doing?
Shove
Stop.
The doubt up
Stop.
Your
what are you doing?
Butt.
Look at that flag.
Uh-oh.
That's an appropriate.
No,
wait, what are you? What?
Uh-oh.
Is this allowed?
Well, this is America.
Hold on. Eric, check Twitch terms of service.
If you don't.
Look, it's a freedom we have
if
here.
You love the flag, you will caress yourself with it.
Yep.
You will put it in the most sacred of spots on your body, which is a temple.
Oh.
Yep.
Okay.
You know.
And a wonderland.
And what, a wonderland.
Is that a white horse on that flag?
Pissing, shitting, and fucking happen within 3 inches of the same spot. So that's where the flag goes.
Hey, little Miss Muffet, I ain't your pop.
Represents purity.
As the founding fathers said. There it is, ladies and gentlemen.
Take that in.
That's take
a good
it
flag.
In.
That's
breathe
a good
it
flag.
In. And if you're an audio listener, listen to this, the red, white, and blue.
I think what we should do, we should make that be like the real
what?
Flag. Like, you know, they added.
Why?
They added, I like it.
Has a fucker on it.
Because that guy, but that fucker was here first, Eric.
No, this is it has to be trying to steal everything from us.
I don't know if it's true.
Come on. Come on.
I learned.
Look, where do you get
guy's
that,
Russian?
Where do you get that horse from? Horses are not even native to America. They came from Spain.
Is that true?
This guy stole it from Spain.
There were no horses here at all before.
That could be a minotaur,
is that true?
Even.
Dude, why don't you learn your history before you start piping off dumbass, lame ass ideas?
The Spaniards
I'm
brought
sick
them.
From ignorance.
Yeah. Anyways. You know what they should put on this?
What?
I don't know. Over suggestions.
What about email podcast omega60word.com.
What about the eagle? The American eagle, the bald eagle.
That's stupid.
That's
no
all right.
Bald eagle. He's been an asshole.
Well, why not a woman instead of the fucker there?
I say go back to the chopped up snake.
Oh, that chopped up?
The don't tread on me snake.
Was he chopped or just saying don't step on me?
I think there were editions of it where he was chopped up.
That sucks.
Don't step on me.
Don't step on me.
That sucks if you get chopped.
Yeah. Chopped and screwed.
Yeah.
That's the story of my life.
Shitty remix for your life.
Like a little donkey, you know?
You think a
burrito?
Wait,
are you talking about a burrito?
Yeah, burrito.
What about a California burrito?
California burritos are delicious and everyone likes them.
Put a donkey eating a burrito and then on the flag put the words burrito.
It's meta. That's good.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
Burrito
so
squared.
I salute that all day.
Dude, I'm glad you came back.
Shit.
Whoa. Get that shit out of here. All right, let's get to the good stuff.
Respect.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mega 64 Podcast, episode 3. What is it?
453.
453. There's not going to be a better podcast than this. Woo! Because we're going to talk about the good stuff.
Yeah!
Woo! And we're going to bring it and...
Hold on, Mike. Headphone check. Put the headphones on at home.
Yeah.
3, 2, 1. Yeah!
I think our compressor does.
If you heard that, your headphones work. And if you didn't, guess what? You're Apple cucked because you probably don't even have a fucking headphone jack, you little shit.
Yep.
I don't have a headphone jack.
Apple
cucked. Listen to that.
Yeah, you
got to
listen to it out of a loudspeaker.
I wish I did.
Apple
cucked. But I don't have one.
Tim Cook, the CEO of Apple, showed up to our warehouse and fucked our podcast
look
up.
What he did. He was like, oh, look at you. You got an iPhone 6.
He looks at he looks at the Samsung Android fucking up the market, and he's so jealous because he's Apple cucked.
Yeah, and he said, he said LG long gone because he doesn't like them.
Tim Cook came by. Nice. He even cucked Derek, who doesn't even use the Apple platform.
What?
He took your Android away.
Whoa.
And he was, I saw him using it in the corner, making you watch.
Shut up. I'm uncuckable. Sorry.
You don't think you didn't
can't cuck this?
Another man using your own Android, that's not cucking? I don't know what is.
I say keep it. It's yours now.
Mm. You move on.
Uncuckable.
Now he's on LG.
Right. You give it. Give that phone back to me. Here you go.
Classic gangster movie, The Uncuckables.
Bow to no platform.
Derek was in it.
Yeah.
You're not on Kit Kat or any of those? You don't.
Are you on Kit Kat or have you upgraded to Oreo?
What the?
You're doing
all the Android operating systems?
No. Oh, okay. I don't even know.
See, he is Oreo.
Nor do I care.
What? Okay, so every version of Android has had a candy name.
Uh huh.
So before Oreo, what was
it? It's alphabetical, right?
It was Nougat, I think.
Nougat.
It's alphabetical?
Yeah.
Nougat. I didn't know
every
that.
Every version of it. So, you know, on the 26th one, they have to stop Android. That'll be the end.
That's the end of Android.
They go back to A, but it's double A.
But they did. But they did Kit Kat. They did. Right now, they're on Oreo. The next one has to be P.
Okay.
What's that going to be?
Pixie sticks.
It's gotta be, right? Pixie stick or pretzel?
Pretzel's not candy.
Yeah, but Oreo is
popsicle.
Popsicle. Yeah.
You know what? I'm willing to bet on pixie stick.
Or Pez.
What are they gonna do for X?
How much you wanna bet? You wanna bet $5?
I'll bet you $5.
Uh oh.
Penis.
The deal is done. The
deal.
Wait, on who bet what?
I bet Pitsy Stick, said.
And I get literally every other word that's
you didn't say that.
Hey, I'm going Popsicle. I think Popsicle is done deal. I think that's
That Pixie
just
Stick
perfect.
Or anything.
Yo, that's okay, not what he said. Anything. Review the tape.
The deal is done.
He said Pez.
I saw the deal.
It's not going to be fucking Pez.
And then what's P? Q?
Q.
Poop.
What's Q going to be?
Yo, did you upgrade to poop yet?
Yo, we got the new Android.
Yeah, honestly,
I'm running poop on this.
Yeah. Q is going to be quick, like Nestle's quick.
No.
At this point, knock your shit off and pick a real name, right?
You know what's funny? You know what cracks me up? When things get absorbed by culture in a certain way, and it's like, no, that's wrong, is when I remember when they were going into the H's, it was like, what's it going to be? And someone said, oh, maybe they'll do Hydrox. And people went, ew, why would they use a fucking Oreo ripoff as a name? And it's so funny because Hydrox was first. But Oreo came.
I've never heard of Hydrox.
Hydrox was an Oreo before an Oreo.
Oh, wow.
But that was here, and then Oreo came out and was bigger. But isn't that funny? The creator of Hydrox.
Like a cleaner.
Yeah.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
And that's why they didn't succeed.
I want to clean out windows with Hydrox.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hydrox sounds like a villain that will kill you.
I've never heard of Hydrox. Where do you get Hydrox from?
It's at the grocery store.
We get Tim Tams, but... Yeah. Wow.
They have Hydrox at every grocery store?
Yeah. They're old. I mean, it's an old style cookie.
Do they have a mascot? Do they have a, like, what are the colors? What is the Hydrox package?
Imagine it's like brown and orange.
Black and white, like Oreos. I mean, but I don't know the packaging.
We need to Amazon some Hydrox.
Yeah. Everyone at home, get a pack. There you go. See, it's like Oreos.
What?
Yes.
It looks like Dracula Oreos.
From the Himalayas.
Hey.
And hey, that logo is cooler than Oreo.
Switzerland, shit out of here.
Eastern Romanian Oreos.
And looks like they were first.
Oh, I bet they're fucking pissed at Oreo.
Oh, you can get them on Amazon.
We Matterhorn. Hey, next week.
Yeah, they're unavailable.
Oh.
Sold out because they're so good. Not because they're going out of business.
Well, people heard about it just now and they rushed and ordered them.
You should have
when you search Hydrox, Oreo comes up.
What if it's like the whole beta VHS thing and Hydrox is actually better?
Yeah.
But just more,
I've heard
more
people
porn
argue.
Stars
we should
were
have
into
a blind
Oreo.
Taste test. Close your eyes, eat it, and you guess which one's better.
Yeah, do a taste test.
Yeah.
It's like the Pepsi versus Coke test, except no one says Pepsi.
No one said Pepsi.
Ever. That despite what any ad
Pepsi
tells
did.
You.
Yeah.
No, that's not what I heard from Pepsi.
Oh, what'd you hear?
Pepsi told me Pepsi was better than Coke.
Weird.
Oh, yeah, they told me it was the best one.
Yeah.
That everyone preferred it.
They said more people like Pepsi and, you know, I'm a follower. I like, you know, if more people like it, I want to like it too.
And they apologized for that whole Michael Jackson's hair on fire thing. You know, that wasn't technically their fault.
That guy's dead and most people don't know what you're talking about probably.
Well, Pepsi lit his fucking hair on fire, so.
At a concert.
Okay, real.
But they told me it wasn't
real,
their fault.
Let's get real for a moment. Let's get sad for a moment.
Let's get sentimental.
If you look at the history of Michael Jackson, if Michael Jackson's life was like a stock chart, it would go like this. Up, 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 up. Stock market crash. Yep.
King of Spice.
And what happened on that crash? His hair got lit on fire by Pepsi.
Yep.
And literally his life was ruined from that moment on.
Started hanging out with Macaulay Culkin.
Honestly, the timing works out.
He was part of the Jackson 5. Super successful.
Totally.
Breaks off. Goes on his own. Becomes the most successful artist of all time.
In the world.
Makes billions of dollars.
Right.
Becomes the most famous person on earth.
Right.
Everything he touches turns to gold. Everything he does is a hit.
Moonwalk invented.
Then he decides, I'm going to do a Pepsi commercial. This is going to be nothing but good times too, right?
Right.
Hair gets lit on fire.
Fucked him up.
Fucks him up. He gets all this skin grafting surgery.
Turn white. Which,
leads to the Envitigro.
Is that what happened?
Vitiligo.
Whatever it is.
Yeah.
And then you start getting Invisible Man Michael Jackson like,
starts collecting the elephant. The mirror. That's when he bought elephant bones.
Yeah,
elephant man bones.
And develops a taste for little kid booty.
Starts sleeping because
within a year,
snacking on that kid booty.
Seriously,
he starts snacking on those kids like handy snacks.
Fire walk with me. That's what
he
it
goes
is.
From like number one most beloved person on earth to number one most hated person on earth.
Throwing back kids like Nutty Bars.
Yeah.
The only thing that happened in between those two peaks on the scale. Right. Was the Pepsi light himself on fire incident.
Now, how bad was it?
It was bad.
Is there a video of this?
Pepsi fire.
There are, pyrotechnics lit him up, dude.
Yeah, there's rough video footage of it, but it was a turning point in his life from which he never recovered.
No.
It really is kind of.
Sometimes you look at old people and they're fucked up and you think, what the fuck happened in your life? Well, for Michael Jackson, it was, I did a Pepsi commercial and they lit me on fire.
Pepsi fucking burned me up and screwed my life
over. Old Michael Jackson was, pre-Pepsi Jackson was destroyed, post-Pepsi Jackson arrived.
It was saying Jacko wasn't wacko.
No.
Until Pepsi fucked him up.
Wow. Yeah.
In his own words, he would say, it was all Pepsi's fault.
Yeah.
Maybe after he got hit with the Pepsi, he started eating Subway. And that sent him down the...
If you're interested...
You know what that does.
Hey, Subway serves Pepsi products.
If you're interested,
there it is.
Look at the Wikipedia article of Michael Jackson. All good stuff, Pepsi incident, all bad stuff.
That's what we're saying.
That's how it goes.
Interesting. So
all I'm going to say, Captain EO was pre-Pepsi.
So it was Thriller.
Way before.
I found out that there's a new Michael Jackson album coming out in the next
week. That's going to be the best
make
one.
Any sense.
That confused me, so I looked it up. Well, because his estate keeps releasing stuff.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's actually, it doesn't look like it's new music.
Oh, because
it looks
say.
Like it's a Halloween themed, like a scary themed album.
What
and
the
I
fuck?
Looked, and it's all of his songs that are like creepy. So Thriller is on there. He had a song about Goat. Remember Ghost of Jealousy?
That's on there.
That's pretty creepy.
Blood on the dance floor?
But I'm wondering what else is creepy.
Is
like,
Ben
what's
on there?
Like, what's Ben?
The one about the rat.
The one about the rat.
Oh, maybe.
It's kind of creepy.
Well, like, what else is on? Is like Come On Over, Baby?
Singing about fucking rat.
Isn't
is it called Thriller too?
Sunday Night Sleepover. Is Sleepover
Is Ben a sequel to Willard?
That movie Willard was based off the song Ben, I think.
No, it can't be.
I think it is.
Why can't it be?
Because I thought Willard came out first, and then Ben was a sequel, and Michael Jackson did a song for it. I might be wrong.
Is there a previous...
You know what? Willard got remade.
Yeah, the one we're thinking of with...
Crispin Glover.
Crispin Glover.
That's a remake.
Crispin Glover. Yeah.
What was the original?
Willard.
Ben came out in 1972. Willard came out in 1971.
Okay, there you are.
Whoa. Right.
And did Michael produce a song for the...
For Ben, I believe.
For Ben.
For Ben, yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
Sequel work.
Wow.
It's kind of like the James Bond
Michael Jackson was prolific, dude.
He was.
Loving rats.
Loving rats.
He was just filled with love.
Tesla was in love with a pigeon. Michael moved on to rats.
What's next?
I don't know.
Elon Musk and a dog.
You heard it here first.
Elon Musk and a dog?
Yeah, what's next?
And by the way,
let's
just make it clear. He's implying that Elon Musk will fuck a dog.
Hey.
Maybe. He's out. He's brilliant.
There was a whole
sneaking outside the box.
He's smarter than the rest of us. That guy might fuck a dog.
Yeah, you know, maybe we're missing out on something.
It makes you a little,
best friend.
There was a Simpsons episode where Troy McClure, like, it came out that he was, like, into, like, fucking fish.
Yeah, fucking fish.
Hell
which
yeah.
is such a funny thing to, like, It was like implied 1,000 times in the episode. Oh, it was, man. What a funny thing to do.
Fish fucker.
That's what killed him, Phil Hartman.
That's what killed Phil Hartman.
Phil Hartman was so embarrassed to be associated with that episode.
Fish fucking.
Took himself out the game.
He went to one SeaWorld trip and got so confused.
Fucked the shark on accident.
Didn't know what to do.
Oopsie.
Bad ending.
Jaws. He was looking for lips. He found Jaws.
Tillamook.
Anyway.
Tillamook. Got
him. I don't know what I meant by that.
Rip. You had a McDonald's story? What?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah,
what's going on
with McDonald's?
What's up with
McDonald's?
Should have got McDonald's. Do people at home know about that? I just want to say, I just want to say real quick, there was one time when Garrett was still shipping merchandise here that I don't know what happened. You got food or something, and or you were hungry and you didn't get food or something, and you just went, man, I should have eaten something. Should have got McDonald's. You were like out of your mind. And you said that to yourself as you were going upstairs, and we were just like,
yeah,
I feel like that was around a Black Friday.
Yes,
yeah. Probably. Yeah, just being up way
God,
too long.
I
should have
went somewhere to get food. Should have got McDonald's. And we were just like, yeah, he's losing it.
So
all
what
right.
What happens now years later when you finally got McDonald's?
Well, like so I hardly ever go, but I was coming home from the movies last night late, like midnight.
That's late.
And I'm going. Oh. All right, well, dude, McDonald's drive-throughs
Max tonight
still open. Let me get just a large order of French fries. I'm gonna just have some. Nice salty snack.
I love the French
fries. It's a weekend. I'm splurging, having some French fries. I get in the drive-thru line. There's one car in front of me. But then people are hanging out the window of this car and talking to the people in the drive-thru window of McDonald's. Then the girl working the drive-thru window is hanging out her window. Now both people are like hanging out their windows, talking, going over schedule. The guy, I think... must work there now, because they're now we just ordered.
You should have just rammed them at that point.
Okay. Me and my girlfriend are sitting here going like, all right, you know, 5 minutes in and out, get our large fry, whatever.
Yeah.
It is now 3 minutes of them hanging out the windows talking. And it was jokes at first because I'm imitating the guy.
Right.
I'm making up different shit for the girl. But like we got the windows rolled down and can hear them talking about we're all fucked up in here. We're all fucking drunk in here.
Oh.
And she's hanging out. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. She keeps saying.
In the car or in the McDonald's?
This is the girl hanging out the McDonald's window.
Wow.
The guy hanging out the car window is going like, oh, yes, bitch. I'm fucking off 4 days in a row. Fuck yeah. Where's my food? And they're like.
Where's my food?
They're feeding each other fries.
Wait, through the window?
Through the fucking. The girl is feeding
the girl
fries
the
to the guy.
The window is feeding fries to the guy?
The guy is then feeding fries back to her.
What?
I can see now the driver. They're all like young. Like they work at fucking McDonald's.
You don't say.
But like, then they're talking about like, yeah, the edibles you gotta get are the fucking ones that aren't too strong. If you get the fucking edibles that are too strong, you'll be off.
They're talking about a Big Mac.
Dude, yeah. It is now 5 minutes in and the humor has turned to anger.
Of course.
Yeah. And I'm telling Trish, I'm like, hey, you're gonna be upset if we, you know, don't get these fries. Cause like, whatever it is, it's not gonna be worth how long have these fries been sitting around? Like, what's going on? Finally, they give each other money and food, and the transaction goes on.
Go. Yeah.
The guy in the car leaves and then is still hanging out the window as it drives away. He was in the back seat, and he goes, bye, sorry, like as they drive off. The girl in the drive-thru window now has like my food as I drive up slowly with just my middle finger held out the window. And like, I haven't had such a satisfying flip off after just like 3 minutes of humor turned to 5 minutes of anger turned to like, it's probably at the 6-7 minute mark. And I just slowly drive like nice, slow pace past the window. I let the car get like way out ahead so that I could leave.
Right.
And they went, got out of my way. And then I just slowly pull forward as I see her like holding my fry bag, just like,
yeah, like, too stoned to comprehend it because she's fucked
too
up,
drunk
like
area.
Out and then around. But I was just thinking, like, fuck, if I was recording this, I could get everyone fired.
You should have recorded that.
Yeah.
The phone.
Yeah, but you would have all fired from McDonald's.
Yeah,
you
right? Should. Like, that do I care?
Hey, what you, here's my thinking. Like, in that situation, that sucks. You're fucking trapped. And it's
I was trapped. Hey, by the time, like, all this wrapped up, there were three other cars behind me.
Yeah, there's, you
that's five in the drive-thru at midnight.
You're going nowhere?
Did you honk?
No, I didn't honk.
He's too nice.
I wanted this to, like, wrap up and see where it went. And then once I decided, like, I'm not paying for this and I'm just going to go home.
But
I want this satisfaction of flipping her off even, as I drive.
Even if you would have, like,
slowly
put it
faster.
On Periscope or something.
I thought about that,
where
too.
Where it's just, like, everyone's now in this journey with you. I don't know.
I know. I was thinking about it. And honestly, Sean, I was like, it's fucking midnight. I want to go fucking home. Yeah. I'm over the fries. And I was like, I'm too lazy to film this. And like, what am I going to pursue getting some fucking kids fired from being...
I know. But yeah. I
felt great about flipping
get them fired.
Off as I drove out the parking.
You should have gotten fired. They would have been like, life lesson.
Those
would've
kids will get
lesson.
Fired.
Yeah.
They'll get fired eventually.
It just pisses me. I'm not the kind of person that shows up at businesses that, I demand your best service. Excuse me. You did not do, you know, I'm never that guy. I understand. Everyone's making a living, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But it really pisses me off when I see stuff like that. And I'm like, you know, it's hard to get a job. It's hard nowadays, right now. And when I see people who have one, no matter what the job is, and they just slack in every way like that, I'm like, can you just leave so someone else can do a good job?
Based on your story, they're talking about edibles, so they're on drugs,
talking about drugs
at work.
Cool, and good. Talking about
pissing
alcohol.
Talking about alcohol, pissing off their customers.
Saying, cursing out loud. I don't give a fuck about the law.
Yeah, and just fucking doing camaraderie amongst themselves instead of helping the customers. They don't deserve to have a job.
We're all fucked up.
They
in here.
Should have been
that
fired.
That girl said that like clear as a bell. We're all fucked up in here tonight.
McDonald's sucks.
Hey, and you know what? I don't even mind if you're working a fucking graveyard shift at McDonald's. You want to get a little fucked up? Just keep it.
Just do
to
your
yourself.
Job. Just do your job.
Be cool. Just fucking keep it under wraps.
Just tell the person.
McDonald's employees, be cool.
Yeah, come on.
They should have told that guy in the drive-thru, yo, come on, fuck in here. Let's hang out for a second. Don't hang out in the drive-thru.
I don't know. Yeah.
I drove past the McDonald's and I saw this sign that said Uber Eats now available at McDonald's.
I was just about to bring it
up. Wow.
And that blew my mind because I just thought you somehow figured out a way to make the McDonald's experience even lazier.
Yeah.
Like it's the most garbage fast food on earth. And there's a McDonald's pretty much on every corner in America.
All
no matter where you are, you're no more than three blocks away from a McDonald's.
And now you don't have to even get up.
No. And now you're using Uber Eats. You can, when you use Uber Eats, you can have any food in the city delivered to you.
Yeah.
Why would you get the most base, disgusting slime burger? Like, no, I need McDonald's right now. I'm craving some chicken McNuggets.
They're hooked on it.
But I ain't putting my pants on and getting off my ass. Somebody's going to have to pick it up and bring it to me.
Yeah, we were talking about that because I was singing the praises of Uber Eats. I've had great experiences with Uber Eats. And a big part of that is, you know, because I was working on stuff at home and I was on a roll. I didn't want to stop. So I ordered Uber Eats. And you know what was great about it? Not only was it a good service, I could order from any nice restaurant that I wanted to.
Yeah.
I got delicious Thai food one time.
You could get sushi.
I got Japanese food.
You could get Italian food delivered to
you.
You
can get anything.
You can get a fucking steak from the best steakhouse in town. The world is your oyster. Can I get a big and tasty, please? And make it quick.
Yeah, and Szechuan sauce.
Because I'm hungry.
I need some of that Szechuan.
Szechuan sauce, bro. Dude,
McDonald's.
Good stuff.
Well, yeah, apparently they were just not making a good case for that whole $15 an hour argument last night.
They don't deserve it. Maybe if they got paid $15
yeah,
an
so
hour,
I guess
they'd take it more seriously.
It's true. I might wait another couple of years before I go back.
Yeah.
Am I?
McDonald's. Fries are good there.
Last time I went to McDonald's, I got breakfast there, and I felt fucked up for the whole day.
Oh, really?
I felt like I was just sweating out grease all day.
You know,
like my stomach was rumbling, like I was just, I felt gross.
I mean I'm not gonna say it makes me feel sick, but I will say I don't really care for it as breakfast.
No, I hate,
because I feel like it's a, I, well, I love the breakfast food they have.
Maca's. No,
that's a guilty pleasure. Absolutely. Mm. But it's not a great start to my day. I like it more as a, it's late at night, is it available, oh it is, kind of thing. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's shitty, but it's sometimes late at night. That's fun.
I feel like it's funny, too, because if you look into it, it's not a real egg on the Egg McMuffin. They, like, prepare that in,
a test
tube. I'm not quite sure the meat is that's exactly
sausage.
Real.
Yeah, what is that? Sausage?
It's like some sort of solidified chemical concoction that looks like a breakfast sandwich. Yeah. It's not good.
Weird.
Yeah. Strange.
I like McGriddles.
Fast food, on the most part, isn't that good. It's not.
It's convenient.
But McDonald's is really expensive.
Yeah.
And so even like their extra value meal now is like, for a fucking hamburger, it's like $1.50, and that thing is shitty. Like, you know, it just doesn't really add up. At Carl's Jr., the spicy chicken sandwich.
You listed the cheapest thing that's on there.
I'm saying that's the cheapest thing you can get, and it's small and shitty. Like, that's the cheapest it can get.
Yeah.
There needs to be rioting at McDonald's.
Oh, my God.
There needs to be, like, pitchfork and torches and go to McDonald's and just, you know, fight your way back behind the counter, steal all the French fries.
We're going to do
videos.
Pull all the meats off the grills, you know,
I think you
take what's yours.
You favorited some videos of people doing that.
Yeah, people have already started. Yeah,
yeah, they take golf clubs back there, swinging them around.
Yeah, yeah, throwing the iced tea container.
Take that fucking register off the counter and slam it on the ground.
Occupy McDonald's, basically.
We're going to do a new segment called Sean's Favorite Segment, where we're going to tell you what to do at your local fast food establishment and how to get it done.
The next
I'm gonna go to McDonald's and take a knee.
Oh, fuck you, fucking jet
asshole.
If you thought that was funny, I'd just delete me from your Facebook tonight.
Once you're a jet, you're always a jet.
Yeah,
yeah.
He's definitely Tebowing this whole operation.
Yeah.
Where'd we go?
The wind's been sucked out of the room.
Yeah. Now. Yeah. I don't even want to be here.
Fucking football.
Anyway,
can we talk about the Harry Knowles situation?
Oh yeah,
ain't it cool news?
No, we read
Rocco told me about this. I've been laughing about this all fucking day. You have to introduce it how you introduced it to me.
Well, basically, there was an article about how like the guy from Harry Knowles from Ain't It Cool News. You ever go to Ain't It Cool News?
You ever been,
no.
Have you
back
ever been
in the late
Ain't
'90s?
Cool
that was it. You know,
that's a cool site, I guess. But
it's
just
a movie review site.
So he's a writer.
I think he's the founder.
Okay, yeah.
He's this huge guy with like red hair and a beard, out to here.
Oh shit! I think I've seen memes about this guy.
Yeah, okay. Definitely.
So an article came out about there might be sexual harassment, like
Rocker
said, allegations.
Allegations.
Use the term.
There's allegations.
With me, you said he got Bill Cosby'd.
Potentially. I mean, it's coming out that, you know, there might be some allegations about him. Okay,
was it
whatever.
Burris again?
So this came out. Okay. And then one of the things that I read was, what? There's no way this guy can be creepy. I mean, this guy wrote a great Blade 2 review.
Hold on.
You gotta read.
What the fuck?
Hold on.
You have to read this guy's, the Ain't It Cool News review of Blade 2.
I have it here.
Oh, do you really?
I do.
Oh, fuck, thank you.
But the joke is, this guy wrote like a really unnecessarily,
I mean,
fucked up sexual review.
I like Blade 2.
Whatever you're imagining.
Hey, Garrett, you may like Blade 2.
Yeah.
There's no way you like Blade 2 as much as this guy likes Blade 2.
Yeah, this is a good review.
I got the whole fucking review.
As bad as you think.
I'm going to give you the whole damn thing.
Wow, goddamn.
This is too good. The review has gone viral, hasn't it?
I don't know if it has.
Well,
I honestly don't know.
It's about to. In
it's
case,
a good review.
It's a good review. Blade 2 came out in, I think, early 2000s. This review's from 2002, so it's over a decade old. If you're not familiar with the Ain't It Cool review, Ain't It Cool News review to Blade 2, here it is. I'm just going to read it verbatim.
Okay.
It starts with this sentence. A warning. Blade 2 is an R-rated movie. This is an NC-17 review of it.
Uh-oh.
You've been warned. Now, keep in mind, this
feels like it's going down a fan fiction
this
road.
Guy has been accused of sexual misconduct. Tell me if you believe it just based on this review of Blade 2.
This review is supposed to absolve him of the...
Oh, we'll see.
Okay.
Okay, so he writes,
"For
me to review Blade 2, it is a major conflict of interest because Guillermo del Toro and I are brothers. His father says so. His wife believes this. Guillermo and I are just the best of friends. But when El Gordo calls my father dad... and I call his dad Pops, we delve into hours of passionate discussion about H.P. Lovecraft, Goya, Steve Ditko action, the movies, and pussy. We can lose all track of time on planet Earth. But having attended the world premiere of Blade 2 last night, one inescapable thought crossed my mind during the movie. 10-1, I believe Guillermo del Toro eats pussy better than any man alive.
What the fuck?
I'm sorry.
Watch his...
I take my glasses
Buckle in. We're not even...
Hold on. You're talking about the guy from the Death Stranding trailer.
Please. This guy really likes Blade 2.
Okay.
Watch his House of Pain sequence in Blade 2. Blade 2 is the tongue, mouth, fingers, and lips of a lover. The audience is the clit.
Whoa!
Watch your audience. This is where Guillermo del Toro goes down on the audience and starts with long licks with the nose bump on the joy button slowly. He smiles as he does this, watching the audience begin to squirm. Then he takes the audience's clit in his mouth and just licks it like crazy. The audience is ready on that precipice, then calm. He backs off. Long licks again. We're talking about Blade 2.
Yeah.
Brings in a finger to massage
a bit. Talking about the audience's reaction to Blade 2.
Licks from the bottom to the top. The audience is cooing. He has them. They want release. He acts like he's going to give it to you. Takes you right to the edge. The audience's back arched, ready to come. Backs off, pinching the nipples just so. His head bobbing up to say, "You like?" The audience shifts around, needing release. He builds again. The pressure at a near boiling point. Each stroke and moment, a hypersensitive place. Two fingers to the sweet spot. The audience is there, right there. At that point, suddenly, he's relentless, taking the audience through a rampage of orgasms, trying to get away, trying to escape.
Rampage.
Back, back, back. Forget this moment. The audience was electric, frenetically frothing. Guillermo hears them begging no more when he decides to stop for a moment. Then there is a relaxed calm. The audience relaxes, labored breathing, a satiated smile. Then this is in all caps. Mm-hmm. When suddenly the relentless bastard is at it again. You begin laughing, trying to push him away. But no, more pleasure, more joy, more fun. You can't handle it. You start giggling and screaming. And it goes like this for quite some time.
Blade 2.
Till at the end, the credits roll. The theater lights come up. You look at the screen. You realize you want that tongue again. You want that feeling again. You watch it again and again because damn, he respects the clit.
Damn, he respects the clit.
That essentially concludes his thoughts on Blade 2.
That's not creepy.
So yeah, Blade 2 was tight, dude.
So Blade 2 was good?
I guess
it was good.
Yeah.
This guy really liked the Wesley Snipes vampire movie.
Somebody in the chat put 57% Rotten Tomatoes. Anyway.
Oh, ain't it cool. Such high regard.
Sean, how you doing?
So,
anyways, I don't think I've ever liked a movie as much as that guy likes Blade 2.
Do you think that Guillermo would ever even fucking talk to this guy again after reading something?
I don't know, man.
Guillermo endorsed his Kickstarter. anyways, this guy might be a creep.
It's a legend. We have no idea.
Yeah, who knows? Wait, hold on.
Yeah. What?
All right, this video has just been demonetized on YouTube. Anyway, I was just waiting for it. Okay, it happened. Anyway, go ahead.
Talk about stuff.
His review of the TV show Heroes is worse.
Yeah, that was worse. Well, you know what? Let the audience go on a little treasure hunt.
What to the cheerleader? I have to ask.
Oh, man. Garrett, you're hot on the trail.
Fuck. It's like an Agony in Pink situation.
There, anytime you bring that up, there's about two people in the audience that go, "What the fuck?" Not even going to go into
this
it
guy.
Anymore. Did it just get hot in here?
It did.
It did.
It's right.
Well, when you get into it, you're fucking horny.
Woo, talk all that cunnilingus.
That was
please.
A review of Guillermo del Toro's Blade 2. What strikes me as so funny is, did he even mention the movie whatsoever? Was there any mention of vampires or
he talked about what the audience would do.
Like Ron Perlman was in that movie.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
He's watching this movie and his mind just goes there. the nose bumping and finger sniffing and all that
nose
stuff.
Bump,
that's
crazy.
Ryan Reynolds is in the third one, and he didn't even write anything about the clip for that one, did he?
I know.
No. Ryan doesn't deserve it.
Hey, I still laugh about what Ryan Reynolds said about working on Blade 3. Did you ever hear about that?
No.
Oh, the interviews were great where they were like, what's it like working with Wesley Snipes? Oh, I never got to meet Wesley Snipes.
Oh, yeah.
I got to meet Blade. Oh, he's the only one that showed up to set when I was there.
I have a feeling anyway, that people say the same thing about Jared Leto every time.
Yeah. For every fucking movie?
Every movie. Yeah.
Yep.
That's what I think.
Joker and Blade crossover film where the actors are in character the whole time.
Where Joker and Blade suck a clit.
Dude,
sorry,
nose bump.
No, the thing is,
nose
that was, Eric, that wasn't actually in the movie.
Oh.
That was just a review.
Oh,
it was a review.
That was just a review of Blade.
No. Eric, no. That's just how Guillermo eats pussy. That's how Guillermo eats the audience's pussy.
I'm sorry.
As expressed through the motion picture Blade 2.
Yeah.
Well, it makes sense because the audience being the clit, because the clit is inside the theater.
Of course.
Isn't it inside?
Wait.
Rocco. No.
Rocco, no, it's...
You know what? Yeah, Rocco.
Anyways.
Whatever.
Cut this.
All right.
Anyways, okay. The new iPhone is out.
Yeah.
And,
in all honesty, I want to bring that up because I just brought it up to them.
Yeah.
The new iPhones got announced. We already talked about it a little bit.
Well, I just want to say the way Tim Cook caresses the clit.
Tim Cook?
Because I like, honestly, I was going to bring up the new camera. The way the camera protrudes from the back.
Ooh,
waiting for an image
you write a review
to penetrate. Yeah.
But anyways, you like the camera.
I was just going to say, though, I don't have the new iPhone. iPhone 8 came out on Friday. I don't have it.
They're on the market now.
Those are on the market. iPhone 10, that's later. But
yeah.
iPhone 8 is out. But what I wanted to bring up, I brought it up to them earlier today, is I read buried in the specs on their website, I saw... all the different video codecs it can do, and I saw 4K 24 FPS, and I'm like, 24 frames a second? Typically in a video camera, that's a mode that gives it that kind of film look. Really cinematic.
You have
know?
Some stuff that does that, right? Like some nicer cameras.
Well, our like main camera we cameras, use records in 24 frames a second.
Yeah.
It gives it just gives it that film look, you know? Back in the day, you had to pay a lot to have something that did that.
Yeah.
I remember in 2005, the first big camera that could do that was the Panasonic DVX100. And that was like minimum, like $3,500 camera at the least. But it could do 24p. It could give it that film look. Well, anyway, I saw that spec buried in the iPhone specs, and it was like, what? And my parents got the iPhone 8. So I was like, can I come over and check it out? And I looked at I messed with their settings, which they loved. They were really happy about that. Don't break it!
Yeah.
Don't! Did you make... My phone is not as fast as it was before I handed it to you.
Oh, my God.
No, anyway, I'm messing with
them. Yeah, okay.
But... Maybe. But anyway, and that setting, sure enough, I was recording with it. It gives it that film look. You could legit record, you could film a movie with this phone.
Hell yeah.
I mean, it's a telephone that does that. And that feature has never really been in any of the big phones. It's never been in a Samsung or an iPhone or anything. I guess it's been in an LG phone before, maybe. But I never really heard about it. But anyway, no one online is talking about this, that mode. So anyway, I'm letting everybody know out there, if you end up upgrading your phone or you get an iPhone 8 or you end up getting the iPhone 10, flip it into that 24 frames a second mode and you can get some awesome footage. And no one online is talking about it. You could record a fucking movie with it.
That's going to be the thing to shoot with now.
I mean, possibly, you know, if you're really serious, get a good camera.
The first person who does it, though, is going to get in the news for it.
Exactly. So. And there's going to be all these headlines that are like, this couldn't have been shot with a phone, but it is. So anyway, I'm letting everybody know out there, check that out, especially if you're into video making, filmmaking stuff, and you got to upgrade your phone. If you can coordinate that, man, that's not a bad camera to have. Anyway,
that's cool.
I'm just throwing that out there because no one's talking about it.
I plan on upgrading to that.
Yeah.
When you
flip your video, as soon as you get it, flip into that mode, you're going to be happy you did.
Cool.
You're going to be filming fucking Scarface.
Ooh.
On your phone.
Shit.
Coke and all.
That's the only thing that was keeping you from filming Scarface. That's
Coke and all.
It's like, I got all these scripts waiting, but I just need that phone.
By the way, just, I don't want to harp on this too much. There are comments on the review, and they are all, in all caps, what the fuck?
Why'd he publish that? Was it
what
April
the
Fool's
fuck
Day?
Did I just read?
He wanted to impress his friend Guillermo del Toro or whatever.
Yeah, like, You would. I don't know.
Guillermo del Toro, check out what I wrote about the clit.
Is he accused of, like, being inappropriate with Guillermo? I mean, is that who filed the lawsuit?
Every single comment is like a quote from the review, just followed with, what the fuck?
Is everything okay? Are you all right with that segment? Or do you think?
I don't know. That segment was... It was NC-17. I wasn't ready for it.
It wasn't even X.
John, it's time. You got to grow up at some point. You're going to hear these things. You might things.
I wasn't fucking
ready. You might do these things.
Read that review to your wife.
Okay.
And see what she thinks.
Just gauge it.
She's going
to
love it.
See if she wants to watch Blade 2.
Read it up.
Yeah, read it. She goes, let's
read it. Read it to her and just hold up a photo of Harry.
All I know is like, I'm ready to watch fucking Blade 2.
Yeah. Me too, dude. I'm getting horny, dog.
Cut out a picture of Harry Knowles, put it on your face, cut out the eyes, and then read the review out loud to her.
Yeah. And then she'll guard her children because she'll think.
If anybody out there was uncomfortable from that review, just Google search a picture of Harry Knowles. It'll make you feel a lot better. It'll ease the tension.
Sean clapped because he's going to cut that part.
I'm gonna cut this whole fucking podcast at this point, guys.
No way.
Yikes.
Jeez. You have to cut it. That's your job.
I know. That's true. You're right. Okay. You're
not allowed to cut anything. Uncuttable.
Yeah. We're going director's cut on this
homework.
Podcast.
You gotta watch Blade 2 tonight.
What's up?
What? What
is up? How's everybody doing?
Oh, everyone's
feeling
good. Hey.
Feeling good.
Hey, this week I wanted to tell people we put out I think it was behind our Patreon before, but we put out our Comic-Con panel that we did this summer. It was on Patreon for a while, but now it is public on our Archives channel.
Mega 64 Archives.
It's on there. And that was a fun panel because it was all of us, pretty much, for the most part, on stage. Some panels, it depends on who can be there and who's at the convention, whatever. There's one that we just put up on Patreon today that was our Crunchyroll Expo panel. And that, on the other end of the spectrum was me, Garrett, and Kevin, and no video, and you know what? No light.
No lights.
We got there. We didn't really have, our new videos were not really ready to show, so it was like, well, we have some old stuff we could show, but they couldn't get the projector working and stuff like that. And they were trying, honestly. They probably could have got it working.
But I was like,
no. You know what? We'll improvise. Yeah. Okay. And this Crunchyroll Expo panel, we kept the lights off.
We had to work out of a box.
It is filmed in night vision.
Wow,
and
that's
there's
cool.
not just one intro.
No, several.
Six intros.
So, and several outros,
And several outros. Yeah. Mm. So check that out if you're on our Patreon. That's a good panel on that end of the spectrum.
You know, being confined into that box made us use our creativity. Also being without Derek, Sean, Eric, Brian. You know, we had to put three heads together.
We were finally free.
And, you may say that.
Yeah.
But see for yourself.
We got to speak freely for once.
Go, I got to say the truth. Go to the Patreon, patreon.com/mega64. It's $1 to see the videos. It's four quarters.
Yeah,
it's less than one pack of Tic Tacs.
You're paying that to play Time Crisis. That's it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That doesn't make you last.
Exactly.
Time Crisis.
Some of it does. You shoot the wrong person.
It's kind of funny.
There's a new arcade game out right now. I don't know the name of it, but it is an elevator-based game where you're going through a building and it's like, shit, terrorists are coming down the elevator. Like, what do I do? And the arcade cabinet has physical
elevator smart.
Doors, and it's ding, ding, ding. Uh-oh, it's stopping at floor five. Get ready. And the doors physically open.
That's cool.
And there's dudes there. Oh, shit, they're all innocent people. Okay, well, we gotta go. You know, it's actually physically opening
That's
doors,
great.
And you can even, like, manipulate that somehow.
What?
I think you could skip a floor or go, you know.
What kind of fucking lazy ass soldier is taking the elevator into a... You're on the elevator for your...
It's a tall building.
For your game raid?
In Japan, there's really tall buildings.
In Japan, the soldiers are fucking lazy.
JSDF or lazy?
They take the elevator to go raid the buildings. That's stupid.
Well, you know, take it up with them.
Terrorists can cut the cables, you go crashing down and die.
Technologically obsessed.
Take the damn stairs.
Old-fashioned walking. What's wrong with that?
Exactly. That's my review of the game I never played.
Is this a Sega? Because Sega seems to always do the wacky, like, remember Firefighter? Yeah,
is this made by the same company where you have to flip the table over when you get mad?
It might be. I'm
not sure.
Mining
cart game.
I'm not sure. But Japan really understands the value in, like, physical things like that.
Oh, yeah.
One of the most fun games I played over there, I remember you were there too, was the one where you would stack, they had, like, almost like, they were big Lego blocks that you would stack so that on the screen they would build a wall, like, you were, you know, stacking things up, and it would electronically know it, like, you know, it
where
could tell
you
where
the
you
block?
Were. Yeah, you had to physically do that, and it was a giant bucket of blocks. You had to keep building stuff, and I remember being there and saying, "They got to bring this to the U.S. How come they don't?" And someone there who spoke English was like, "They'd steal them."
Yeah, steal all the blocks.
Like, we would.
Could never have that.
It's one of those sad moments, you know.
When you were like 11, yeah, you'd be like, oh, this fucking brick's cool.
Not even 11.
Family Fun Center?
Right now. He would be like, yo, check out my blocks. I took them from the arcade. They don't even lock them down. Yeah. I got them on my shelf.
You bragging to your friends?
I mean, that is true. They wouldn't last a day. Not one.
No, not here.
Wouldn't even last an hour.
No.
One person would play the game when they're done. All right.
Dude, Drum Hero. When the Bomani games first started coming here, there was a drum one, I remember, up first. And it never had drumsticks in the arcade cabinet.
No.
Yeah. They're always fucking stolen.
Yeah,
you could
then
never
they
play
like,
it.
Drill a hole through them and like attach a cable.
But then you couldn't, like, that was not long, so you couldn't really
play.
They're like a prison drummer with like shackles on your instruments.
Called Drum Maniacs? Were those, there was like Guitar Freaks and Drum Maniacs?
It was, yeah. This game sucked. They were like before Guitar Hero.
Yeah, it was like early Bomani, and then we got DDR and like Parapara.
Speaking of video games, I was talking with Rocco the other day about new Switch games coming out.
Yeah.
And how they need more Switch games.
Definitely.
They need, you know, Nintendo, when they put out games, they're good, but they don't put them out fast enough. And the Switch has been out for some time now, and we still don't have Mario Odyssey, which is, it looks cool. I can't wait for that to come out. Yeah. Zelda's cool, but there are so many other Nintendo titles that I feel like they could release. Put out like a new Wave Race.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Put out like, and make it all, I feel like open world is the new, like imagine an open world Wave Race where you're like cruising ocean. Water world.
That'd be sick.
And then I said, put out an open world Pilot Wings where you just are in a plane and you could fly anywhere in the planet. Just explore stuff. And then this article came out this week about how they were actually working on an open world Pilot Wings.
I mean, Derek was seriously just talking about that 2 days ago, and then that article came out.
Not for the Switch. Yeah. I think it was originally for GameCube, and then it got bumped to be for Wii,
and then
they just scrapped it.
Yeah. Shit.
But I say bring it back. Yeah. And this is what I pitched to these guys in the car today. Maybe this sounds cool. You let me know. It's an open world Pilot Wings. You start with the shittiest flying vehicle. You have like a hang glider. And then better vehicles are just hidden all over the world. So, you know, you fly over here, you find a helicopter. Over here, you find a biplane. Later on, you find a jet. And it's just about exploring and finding better aircraft. Mm-hmm. Anyways, there's my idea. Take it, Nintendo. Send me a free copy.
You know, I think we kind of talked about it privately. But in terms of you saying, like, that Nintendo hasn't put out enough stuff, I think the missing link was Splatoon. Because Zelda came out, and just as I was finishing, like, I played that for so long, and just as that was ending, I played the shit out of Splatoon 2.
Yeah.
And now I'm kind of petering out on that, and now Mario's coming, and Xenoblade, and all this other stuff, that I think if you weren't in on that, I think it's been, like, a long time.
But, you know, admittedly, I play kind of more first-person shooters than you do, you know, and so I just felt like I'm not really interested in Splatoon. I played it for Friend Dimension, and it was fun, but I feel like I've already had kind of a lot of first-person shooter competitive experiences. So I'm just not looking for that from Nintendo. Sure. So Splatoon's just not my bag. Maybe if I did get into it, I wouldn't feel like there's kind of a drought.
Because I've played that. Like, that's been on my Switch nonstop.
It's funny. That's the one Switch game I have.
Really?
I only have Splatoon 2. Yeah.
You would love Zelda.
I have Zelda on the Wii U.
Okay, yeah.
I played it on the Wii U.
You're not saying
anything. I'm waiting for... There seems to be some, like, rhythm games coming. Stuff that looks not like DDR, but like Hatsune Miku, like those type of rhythm games. But stuff that looks like a little more Japanese, a little more independent. I'm looking to get some more stuff for the Switch. But right now, it's there's like this drought. Like I'm waiting for stuff like Mario and Tiny Metal.
This new Metroid that came out is so great.
Yeah.
And I'm torn because part of me is like, why wasn't that on Switch? Go all in on Switch.
Yeah.
But then another part of me is like, for 14 years, I wanted a 2D Metroid on a DS system.
You got it.
And they finally delivered on that. So I'm not like pissed. But it is kind of like, once I don't know, once Nintendo gets in on a new system, I'm like, let's go all in, you know? So I don't know.
There's
but we're
a drought.
Getting, but they did announce at the same time as that one, Metroid Prime 4 is coming to Switch. So,
right.
Okay, whatever. But anyway, but Mario is days away at this point. Like are you going to get that?
I'll definitely get a new Mario game. Definitely. Yeah, always.
I wasn't sure if Mario was your bag or not.
I'll still always get like classic stuff like that. Maybe not like, I didn't get the new Sonic.
Yeah, I'm not as low as Sonic as Mario.
I guess like classics is a term that has some sway in my dictionary.
I was gonna
Sonic games have just been like bad lately. So
no. what I really realized though this week in terms of the Switch, like you know, some games come out on all platforms. When do I get it on the Switch versus the PS4? Games will always look and play better. Probably, I mean, I don't know about play better, but PS4 is an HD system.
Yeah.
You know, or not that Switch isn't, but you know what I mean. PS4 is a beefy system. And it's like, when would I get it on one versus the other? And I'm realizing now the Switch is the perfect system for the games I don't have time for otherwise. Because I can take it anywhere.
Yeah.
I never, you know, I was not planning to play the new Wolfenstein. There's too many other things. I won't play it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's they announced it's coming out on Switch. Well, shit, I'll get it on that.
Yeah.
The game I didn't have time for this last year was Inside, which a lot of people told me was great. I never had time for it. Now it's coming out on Switch. Okay, I'll get it on that. It's becoming this great system
second
for
chance.
Things that I just, you know what, fell between the cracks. I'll give them a chance on that. So, you know, I thought that's kind of cool. You know, Doom 2016.
You like portable stuff, I feel like.
I play them everywhere more than
anything
else.
But see, I don't like portable, really. And I have with the Switch, which is I was not expecting. If the new South Park game was coming out on Switch, I would 100% buy it for that.
Yeah.
Because I could take it anywhere.
I'd rather have it on that.
I'd rather have it on that.
What do you have for you?
Considering that game doesn't rely on.
I have 1-2 Switch, which was
not
fucking terrible. It's a tech demo.
Yeah.
ARMS.
Gaudy.
Not good. Zelda, and then Splatoon 2.
Okay.
And Mario Kart.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I also played that nonstop, but that is a release of it.
I was looking for a Switch game to play this week, and I was at the store. I picked up Mario Kart. And that's kind of when I had this thought. I was looking at the selection, and I was like, yeah, Mario Kart. That's like the only option.
Yeah. It's a great game. It's just it's already
they should have be the they should be
it's the best version.
They should
of
be
it.
Pumping out their titles, whatever they got. They should be you know putting on market. Make an open world Star Fox game for the Switch. Take No Man's Sky, put a fucking fox in it. Boom.
Done. I think they just don't want to farm all this stuff out. It came out in March.
Yeah.
7 months ago.
Well, they should have been working on it.
Yeah, because like
they should have had this stuff in the pipe ready to go.
That Wii U Star Fox that was kind of a spiritual echoes of the original 64 one, that did not do well, right?
Well, it was terrible.
Oh.
It was not a good game.
The SNES Classic is this week.
It is.
This Friday. Yeah, so hopefully our orders, my
Star Fox fix.
Yeah. Our orders actually ship. Let's hope. Fingers crossed.
All three of you guys got them coming?
Yeah, man.
Oh, nice.
We rule.
Did you not get it? They texted me when it went up on Best Buy.
Rocco gave
me
the opportunity, yeah.
Nice. Sure. Very pious of you.
Thank you.
He gave it to you. I let you.
He
allowed it.
He allowed me to have the opportunity, and then he was dumbfounded at my decline.
He didn't care.
And then he passed it on during the barbecue cast to Frank, Mr.
Howell. Well, I said I'd let Frank get my extra one if he was nice.
Yeah, if he was
nice
enough.
Was he good? You tell me.
I don't know. Yeah, did Frank end up with that extra?
I don't know. We're Korean films.
Yeah. Who cares?
You know what? The Super Nintendo came out when I was 7 years old.
Wow.
And how long was that? 5 years? How long was the lifespan of that console?
About five.
5 years. So from ages 7 to 10 is when I was playing it. So it's like right in that sweet spot for when video games are your life.
Yeah.
Like you go to school, you come home, you play video games. It's all you want to do. So I'm really looking forward to the Super Nintendo.
Well, 5 years when you're that age too is your whole lifetime.
It's like,
I remember that being the only console out for, it feels like forever.
Yeah, it felt like a lifetime.
Looking back now, was
totally,
it?
Totally, right?
I had nostalgia playing the regular NES, the NES Classic, but I know I'm going to have even more nostalgia.
Yeah, it's
the
like
Super NES Classic.
The NES is like novelty nostalgia. It's like, oh man, bubble bobble. Yeah. Okay. All right. What else has he got? Oh yeah. You know, Super Nintendo is when you started to get like, okay, these are some of the best games ever. you know, and like Final Fantasy 6 or 3 or whatever they're going to call it on there is still a great game. I mean, it's still a how many, however many hours, amazing game. Mario RPG, I keep forgetting stuff that's on there. Mario World obviously is on there, yeah. But I keep forgetting Mario World 2. Yoshi's Island is on there. Like, I'm going to play the hell out of that.
And I'm just going to say, if you can hack it like you did with the NES Classic,
that's what's interesting.
It's going to be a motherfucking game beast machine.
Because it you're plays gonna have more,
hundreds get, of... Get Virtua Fighter running on that.
You have hundreds of games on there that are classic. Power Rangers games for this guy.
No, those games
Madden good. Games those for this guy.
Hell yeah.
I don't know what you like. Some shit. Some Ghosts and Goblins.
Banana video games.
Super Ghosts and Goblins video. For that guy.
Yeah, Bauhaus or whatever. Bauhaus. That'll run on there.
The Cure, the game.
I'm more interested in the hacking of the NES and Super NES classics.
I'm hoping, you know, it's not out yet. Who's to say? But if it was as painless as the NES classic.
I will not hack. I will not hack.
No hacking.
Unless I hear the words, well, I got Chrono Trigger running, then I will hack.
You know that's going to happen.
That's the
first fucking
that's
thing.
That's the only thing in the whole lineup. That, I think that is such a great lineup on it.
Yeah.
And that's the one thing, just my personal interest, that I look at that list and I go, man, you couldn't get Chrono Trigger on there?
Yeah.
Fuck, that's a classic.
Can you pick just that one game, put that one game on there? Could you do that?
Know. You know the I game know. I loved I'm on sure. Super Nintendo? Turtles in Time.
Oh, me too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Classic.
Played that game a thousand times, my brother.
Turtles in Time.
Oh, yeah.
There weren't a lot of, you know, in my, I know a lot of kids I knew growing up played licensed games, you know, Ninja Turtles and
Movie Time,
Simpsons, you know, whatever. Yeah. And I didn't, most times for me as a kid, when it was a tie-in, it was bad.
Yeah.
But there were a few great exceptions. Turtles in Time was a huge one.
Yeah. And Mortal Kombat 1, 2, and 3 were on Super Nintendo.
Sure, yeah.
Loved those games. So I had Lethal Enforcers too. So, you know, first time I could shoot somebody in a video game in my house on the Super Nintendo.
Wish it was real.
Whoa.
Whoa.
All right.
Yeah, I went Genesis in that era. Yeah. So, like, I had all the Mortal Kombats, but I had, you know, real blood.
All my friends had
Genesis. People in the chat are pointing out the classic Disney games, too, like Aladdin and Lion King.
Yeah.
Yep.
I remember Aladdin was great. Tommy Tallarico doing the soundtrack. We rented that, and that was a game that we beat, like, super easy.
Yeah.
And my parents, I guess, they bought it for me for my birthday because I was so excited to play it, and then they saw me beat it, and they just returned it because they he got beat it.
I even played, like, the Beavis and Butthead games, and I really liked those at the time. I probably like those more now.
Got to get those tickets to Gwar, fart knocker.
Yeah, I didn't even know what Gwar was when I played that game.
Neither did I. When that came out, I was like, you got to go to Gwar.
And I didn't understand, like, when they get to the concert, they're wearing, like, black leather Speedos. It's just, that game is...
I don't think I ever got to
that concert. That game is terrible, honestly.
I got to this. I used Game Genie to get Speedos.
Same here. I used Game Genie codes. The game was fucking hard. So I definitely used Game Genie to get to the Gwar concert.
That's coming out in... less than a week.
Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll let you know on the next podcast. Did we get them or did we get duped? I got one on Best Buy. So, and that looks pretty legit. Looks like we're going to get them. But the Amazon listing was such a messed up page of bizarre info. But I got the email saying I got it, but they can't guarantee when. So I wonder if they're covering their ass. It'll still show up Friday.
Next year.
Or if it's going to be like
shady.
You know?
Yeah.
Place your bets.
Well, that's it for time, so I guess we have nothing else to talk about. Good night.
This guy's trying to wrap the show up.
Wait a minute. Him?
I got some things to say.
You're trying to wrap it up?
This guy's trying to... I mean, you know what?
Nice try, buddy.
We said an hour, so...
All right.
We got 2 minutes to tell your stuff. Go ahead.
It's true. I got a horny housewife at home. I'm gonna get there.
She's reading the Blade 2 review all by herself.
Yeah, and
I told her come home ASAP.
I told her 1 hour here.
She just read got this. Done watching Blade 2.
Yeah.
She's got a review. She wants to write to you.
Shit. Okay. I'm going to leave it to the audience to decide. Wrap it up here because I feel like this has been a good podcast. If we go further, we could spoil it.
Yeah.
Should we wrap it up here at the end?
Yeah.
Or give them a little taste of the future?
Ooh. Oh, well, they don't want that.
But sometimes
bleak and miserable.
Sometimes you just want to let the future happen. You don't want to get, you know, So wrap it up now.
Who are you with in the chat? Right, Sean, if you're
or
with Sean.
Taste of the Future.
Right, so Rocco, if you're with Rocco.
So many Sean.
First Rocco, person that gets a 10 wins.
Okay. The people okay, say they want a taste.
All right.
I
so
see
far,
I
haven't seen a single. Oh, Sean, one Rocco.
Sean. Oh, it's too fast.
Oh, it's a lot of.
Sean.
Oh,
Sean.
It's all Rocco.
You know what? Wow. I saw a couple of Sean's, but I think there are more Rocco's.
Just some for them to wet their beak. Give
them
a
okay,
okay. That's all one Derek. All right, let's go.
Should we let them wet their beak?
Let's wet a beak.
Wet the finger.
Rocco, you're in
you
charge.
You know what?
Look at the finger. It's still moist.
Wet the finger.
Enjoy.
Jesus.
You know what?
Give him a bump on the joy button.
Godfather, on this day of our podcast.
If you allow Garrett to get an SNES.
We don't have time for this bit, Garrett.
Future. Sunday's day of the podcast day. Please give us a taste.
Eric.
Yeah.
Give him a taste.
Okay. You want me to just do it?
Give him a taste.
Are you sure?
Well, shouldn't you give him a taste of what the taste is going to be?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I think.
Okay. Pre-taste.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, there's something obviously we've been working on. Everybody's been asking about it. Let's just get into it. Mega 64 version 4.1.
Give him a taste.
Give him a taste.
Oh.
Wipe the files. Talk to us. Who are you? Are you ISIS? You KGB?
That was just a taste. Just a taste.
Just a taste.
That was just a taste.
Wow. Rocco Bodie. I'm going to bet 10 to 1 eats the best.
I and you know what? The whole time I edited that trailer, I was eating ass.
Oh!
I was clicking.
I would wager this guy eats the best ass in the world.
And now I'm going to bring that tongue back out.
Top to bottom, left and to right.
Don't stick your tongue out.
Okay. So
let's discuss.
I don't want to see that one more time. We're leaving all this in. The people need to know.
He keeps trying to cut.
More of that.
Let's
okay.
dissect what we just saw.
Anyway, that was just a little teaser.
Dude.
That was just a little teaser of version 4.1.
Guys, you
Some
did a thing.
We have been working on it. We are still working on it. Obviously. Everybody, you know, knows that summer has ended.
Yeah.
You know, so everyone was asking about it. And, you know, the truth is we are still working on it. There are lots of things at play that we cannot control, you know? So obviously we want to take it further than we have before. And thanks to you guys, we have been able to, and I want to say thank you because without your support, we wouldn't be even nearly where we are now. I mean, version 4 would not be even at where it is now at
100%.
All. We are going as fast as we can, but we are still working on it and trying to get those forces in line so we can.
I said earlier in the year, this was going to be the year Mega 64 hit 1 million subs. I had a good feeling. I said, you know, I think something's going to happen this summer and it's going to put us on the map. I thought version 4.1 would come out in the summer, and I thought it'd be a big hit for us, but we missed the mark. It hasn't come out yet. But we're still working on it.
The second we release it,
million.
1 million. Something.
Billion, in
That's
fact.
That's what's going to happen. That's
number one video on YouTube, I'm willing to wager.
I'm telling you, New Year's Eve, if we put it out, I don't want to commit to okay. New Year, if it's out by New Year's Eve, the New Year's Day we'll have 1 million subs. I'm telling you right now.
It doesn't matter
when we put it out.
If Katy Perry could put out a video and it gets 100 million views in 1 hour, that's our goal. Time to beat.
Yeah.
1 hour for 100 million
Sean,
views.
Sean way cuter than Katy Perry, just in my opinion.
I agree.
One man's opinion.
I agree with you.
Right.
That's definitely one man's opinion.
One man's opinion is another man's garbage. But so
they called you Garb.
Wow. We're still, we're still cranking away on it.
It's hard being.
In fact, I don't know what to say. We were working on it earlier this week.
So,
we'll be working on it more later.
Yeah, it's and anyway, I just wanted to say once again, thank you everybody, because again, because of your support, we've been going at a speed that has been that has helped it quite a bit, even though it's not coming out in, at the rate that we wanted.
But there are some things that we're waiting for that's like when we know what we're going to get is going to be fucking awesome. So yeah, exactly. We got to wait and just make sure it's perfect.
Better. Yeah. We don't want to fart it out.
Yeah. So I would rather not rush it and take our time with it and make it something that we like. Really, people waiting for like so long.
Yeah. The biggest scale of project for you guys really, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
And, you know, and also this is kind of a version tradition, you know, version 3's first trailer. Said had a release date that was about 2 years before it came out. So,
we're
going to
be better than that. We're going to
see
it.
You know what? Hey, you know what? No, let's soften the blow. 4 years. We'll see you then. No,
I said version 1 would take 2 or 3 weeks. It took about 3 years.
That's true. That's
so, you know, we're right on target for that.
So, anyway, so stay tuned. There'll be more updates on that. But I hope you like that little taste we gave you. Wet your beak a little
love
bit.
Love that.
And we'll put that on YouTube later, too, for people to see. But I wanted to give another update as well, because don't forget, because of also your support, we are feverishly working on the Mega 64 book. Can you play the image there? Bam.
Oh, hell yeah.
Just a little teaser. Just a few behind-the-scenes photos from that from the book.
Now, Sean there does look cuter than Katy Perry.
That's what
I'm going to agree
that
with.
That is what I'm talking
about. That I'm going to agree with.
Baby, you're a firework.
I think it was the wrong sheet of look.
I would push Katy Perry over and trample her on my way to give that Sean a hug.
Yep.
Just saying.
Can't disagree with that.
Thank you.
But anyway, we're working on the book, and really, as of you know, I'm not going to make any claims here, but our goal was to kind of have it be a mix of stuff, and part of it is behind the scenes. But I'm telling you right now, the behind the scenes is growing bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. There is so much behind the scenes stuff that it may take over the whole damn thing. I don't know what's going to happen. We'll keep you posted.
This book may evolve into 2 books.
Yeah.
We're not sure.
Yeah.
But maybe.
Damn.
Yeah. So we'll keep you posted on that. But right now, my main focus has been the behind-the-scenes aspects of this book. And, man, it's we got more than we bargained for. So it's turned out great. Just giving you guys an update. Just because, as always with all of our stuff, just because you don't hear about it does definitely not mean that it's not being worked on. We just, as always, we don't really, you know, we don't like to show every hand. We don't like to show every bit of it. We like to kind of, you know, just keep it going and not really go into it until we feel like something's ready. So anyway, just so you know, we are working on
it. And, you know, all of this stuff is made possible because of the Patreon. Mm-hmm. And through your support, we're able to work on these projects, but also we are able to give some stuff back.
Yes.
And we have some announcements about new Patreon stuff as well.
Yeah. Everybody loved. Well, let's just start. We're doing this keynote style, baby. Okay. Last quarter was a great quarter. No, if you remember last quarter, we did, you know, we every quarter we give gifts to all our loyal supporters. And the gifts were awesome last time. We had the backpack, one of the best items we've ever produced.
Backpack. I use the backpack every day.
That backpack was incredible. You had the
what do you call it?
The pop socket. And of course, we always include posters and surprising little things.
Which I definitely
like that.
Use every day.
Calendar yes, every day.
I got
the
this.
Calendar, poster, all kinds of stuff. You know, some of that is a surprise when you get it. But we thought we'd reveal the next two big items of our next quarter. You're going to have about a week. September 30th is the last day to subscribe to get in and fund for 3 months on our Patreon. Get in by September 30th and then fund from 3 months from there, and you'll get these gifts. But I think these are awesome because they're two items we've never done before. We're still working on them. We're going to give you some tentative. We don't have all the artwork together yet.
Yes, 100% ready.
So this is just, we're letting you know what they will be, and we'll share the final vision of these items later. But
let's say, too, because I think this is interesting and fun, there's a theme to this.
This is our first themed box.
There's a theme to this Patreon package this time around.
Yes.
And what is that theme? You're about to see. What are we going to hit him with first?
You want to go audio or you want to go visual?
I want to go, I say visual, you know, physical.
I'm a sensual. Learner.
Well, if you like physical, you like hugs.
If you like to get
and
physical.
If you need something to hug, I think you should hug this hurt, scarred young man. That's right. For the first time, we are going to open the crypt and do a chibi-style plush of Strife from the game Crypt.
That's right.
You're going to be able to not only see him, but hug him and embrace him.
I've always wanted a plush of Garrett, and I can finally have it.
You can put it in your room. You could do whatever you want.
Wait, you're saying they
could
do whatever they want?
Whatever they want.
Cut a hole in it. Squeeze some peach juice in that hole and go nuts.
And then review Blade 2 all over it.
Pop Blade 2 into the DVD player and good night.
That's a sensual night with Strife.
That's a sensual night. But
God damn.
It's going to be a chibi plush. We're still working on the design.
Yeah.
We would like to show it to you right now, but, you know, it's coming soon.
Yeah, so we thought the cutoff was coming soon. These are such big ticket items. The cutoff is coming soon. We wanted to just let you know what they were.
Do we have a date for the cutoff?
And we'll have September 30th.
September
30th. Okay.
Yeah, September 30th.
Get in before September 30th, and the plush will be yours.
Yes, but if you want to set the mood with Strife in your room,
yeah.
You're going to want to set the tone. You're going to want to dim the lights, but you're going to want something to listen to.
What are you going to listen to?
Put something on.
For the first time, we're going vinyl, baby.
What?
The Game Crypt 7-inch
Dude,
Living Sucks EP.
Huge.
Whoa.
Glow-in-the-dark vinyl.
Glow-in-the-dark vinyl.
Containing the Bats Have Sex single and some other little cuts.
This is so huge, man. Guys.
We're putting out our very first record.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
It is a glow in the dark vinyl.
Yeah,
and it's our first vinyl.
Turn the lights
off.
So
imagine if we were a rookie baseball player. We stepped up to the plate for the first time, our first major league game, and we hit a grand slam.
Yep,
that's what we did with our vinyl. Glow in the dark.
Yep.
Damn. This honestly is I can't believe that we're doing this. This is a dream of mine. I've played the vinyl since I was like fucking 15. I'm so excited about
The Strife plush doll. The hole should already be prepared. Put the vinyl on the record player. Turn the lights off because you're still going to have the glow emanating from the record player.
Yep.
Hit play and enjoy your gothic night.
So those items are for tier 3 of the Patreon. And there's also, keep in mind, there's also tier 2. If you're in tier 3, you get all the tier 2 stuff as well. But all those
poster, calendar,
all that stuff. But we'll keep that stuff a surprise
that's
for
a
now.
Surprise.
We'll
damn,
keep it a surprise
three,
for now. But those big items, those are big.
When we get the finalized artwork, we'll show you guys. But we just want to let you know before the cutoff, that would suck if you missed this. It was so exciting.
Exactly. So there it is. Hope you enjoy that stuff. As always, we appreciate your support. And again, because of it, we can do stuff like version 4. And this book. Hey, I also wanted to let everybody know. You know what? Once we hit the hour mark, we did an hour of entertainment.
Yeah.
From this point on, it's all plugs.
Oh, yeah, I'm not ready.
So, people, if you want to skip this, I understand.
They don't want
to
skip it.
But I want to let everybody know, too, in addition to all this stuff, another great way to support is our merchandise.
Yep.
And I wanted to let everybody know this Friday, shop.mega64.com. If you want to just buy some merchandise, this Friday, we're going to put up the classic Japanese style snapback. That'll be back in stock after a long time of not being in stock. And the brand new Bloody Guts hat. It's hat.
Dad hat.
That's going to be in stock this Friday.
You wanted it, you got
Friday
it.
Friday the 29th. Is that what the date is?
Right.
Friday the 29th. That'll be in stock too. We're also going to restock the Psychedelic 64. Mm. Psychedelic 64, the tie-dye shirt. All of that will be back in stock this Friday the 29th. So if you want to check those out. Go for that. But anyway, that's all there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just wanted to cough.
Oh, okay.
Wish I got close to the microphone to do it.
Hell yeah.
Well, there you have
it, folks. Hey, we have Game Days is coming up soon.
November 11th and 12th?
The beginning of November. We hope to see you all there. Get your ticket to Game Days right now. If you don't have a ticket and you're planning on going, make sure you pick that up.
Yep.
The prices for the tickets will be increasing.
We've already announced.
Probably like mid-October, probably.
I guess we have announced,
Yes.
They're not, get it on the Patreon soon, but sometime around mid-October in just a couple weeks, about three weeks, the prices will be going up. You'll still be able to get tickets, but you'll save money if you get the tickets now.
Yep.
So go on over to mega64.com.
Yep.
/game days?
Yes.
Or, yeah. /game days.
mega64.com/game days.
Get yourself a ticket. We hope to see you there. We want to see you all in person.
Oh, hell yeah.
Garrett will be spinning records.
Yeah, that's not Garrett. It's DJ Disc Jockey.
DJ Disc Jockey.
Oh, sorry. Alter Ego.
Yeah.
DJ Disc Jockey will be there. Will be there. Yep. Special guests will be there. We've announced a couple. We'll have more announcements coming soon.
Yes.
And people will have booths selling merchandise.
Dude, come meet Kevin.
Come
yeah,
meet Kevin.
Kevin will be there.
Wow. Kevin's going to be
gonna
there.
It's going to be a good time.
Anyway. So, yeah, those are, I mean, we've plugged everything going in the Mega 64 universe. Yeah. Anything else we should plug?
I think it's been a while since we were out of the studio. It feels good to be back
in. We got
in
the announcements out there.
We got Twitter verified, so nothing else matters.
Wait a minute.
We did get Twitter verified, ladies and gentlemen.
What do you mean?
Thank you. And Instagram verified, too.
Wait.
Yep.
So,
what? Yep.
Hello.
What do you mean we?
Hello. Did you not?
What? No.
What happened?
It's because you're not a real celebrity.
Yeah, not like Sean.
Not like Sean.
Hey, Clem, when you're a celebrity.
What?
Adios reality.
I should have complained more.
You can be a fool. Even on YouTube.
Did you write this?
No.
I should have complained more about not getting a hoodie, I guess. But, fuck me.
If you... Hey, squeaky wheel gets the grease, Garrett.
Guess so. I don't want to be... Don't want to be in your club
so,
anyway, guys.
Hey, it all worked out. It all worked out. Me, Derek, Sean, and Dominic are finally verified. And we got it.
In
you know, it's just the way it was always meant to be.
This is real.
I texted Rocco and said, I wish you would have told me because my description still says I'm the bassist for Foster the People. So
to his credit, he didn't know.
But and also, Eric, that joke you made is way funnier now.
Yeah.
We don't need a blue checkmark, Eric. No one believes what we
you
say
anyway.
You
don't need the blue checkmark to be taken seriously, but it helps a lot. It really does. But anyway, so anyway, what can you do? The four, the classic four, have been. Yeah, there is not an official Mega 64 Instagram. That's been an issue for a long time. However, I have a personal one, Dr. Pock on Instagram, DrPoQue on Instagram. It's verified now.
Yeah.
Sean is what?
Sean Chatfield.
Is on Instagram, and those are verified.
Verified.
So
pictures of my kids have been verified. They
you can look
kids.
At my photos and be like, it's legit.
Mm. Garrett,
I don't want people looking at pictures of my kids.
Clearly, if you're listening to this, you could take away that being verified is meaningless.
Apparently,
they'll verify anybody.
What? Apparently, if
pictures
I have some
of
pictures
your kids,
of my kids, I'll get verified.
Pictures of the food you ate at Disneyland.
I don't want
you know.
Hey, everyone watching this whole thing through their computer monitor at home. I don't want them looking at pictures of my supposed kids.
Yeah,
which
aren't even confirmed.
Yeah,
since you've had an operation to make that not so.
No, it's all good. Verify. Look at the check mark.
Don't
look at the pictures. Look at the check mark and this. Enjoy.
So there you have it, folks. The way it is and the way it's
going. Damn. Well, I am happy for you.
Thank you.
You wanted that.
Yeah.
You got
so
it.
No more complaining.
I asked my 12-year-old, I'm like, is this cool? This is, and she's like,
no.
I mean,
she's like, no, Twitter's
yeah. That's weird. I thought she would have gone, yes, that's really cool.
And then she said, I'm so fucking stoked I know you.
Typically, a 12-year-old... Normally, when they're about 12, they say to their dad a lot, Dad, that's so cool.
You're, yeah, awesome. You're cool.
She told all of her friends, and they're all trying to come meet me now because I'm verified.
I'm just,
my dad's
you
like
know,
Kardashian.
From this point
He's
on,
cool.
I'm going to be expecting a lot more positivity from you because you've finally been verified, which is, you know, dreams do come true.
They
do. So stay positive and no more negativity.
Okay. Yeah, I want to see that smile on your face through the podcast a little more often.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hopefully we get this podcast
we're
verified.
Talking about Blade 2 and you're moping over here.
He should be sitting there smiling
don't
going
like Blade?
God
you,
damn.
You're a Guillermo del Toro fan. You like Hellboy.
I got blue check mark.
You don't need to see it. Read the
review.
Yeah. Oh, fuck.
What?
I got it. Oh, shit.
What?
I was supposed to be on 15 minutes ago.
Okay.
I'm supposed to do a personal review on Blade 2. I told you about that.
Oh.
I told you about that.
Oh, fuck.
Oh,
all right. I'm going to go eat some sushi.
Review.
I'll see you guys later.
I don't get that joke.
No, we're getting takeout.
Ahi sushi. Oh, he's eating out tonight.
Yes.
No!
No!
Don't say that. That's worse.
Don't go there. That's worse.
You just fall over.
You okay?
Why did he leave?
Good night.